We may associate canes with old age and physical decline, but 150 years ago, the cane held a much more dashing and flamboyant place among the fashionable set. Wildly decorated and splendidly diverse, canes were associated with prestige and power and youth and were extremely trendy. The demand for canes made of allspice wood nearly drove the West Indian trees into extinction. Here to discuss the 19th century version of 22-inch rims is Wayne Curtis. He's a freelance journalist who's written for The Atlantic, Preservation, and Down East magazines. We found his recent article, Pimp My Walk, on the Smart Set blog. Wayne, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Happy to be here.
So what a funny thing to write about. Are you a collector of canes?
I'm not at all, in fact. I've been working on a book about the history of walking in America, and I kept coming across references to canes, people using them even though they were completely healthy and fit. And then I got really intrigued when I came up with an auction catalog from an auction that was held in Tennessee. It had an amazing selection of canes. They did incredible things. They sort of seemed like the Swiss Army knife of the 19th century. They just had all sorts of tricks and quirks.
Well, tell us a little bit about those. Some of the canes popular in the 19th century were, as you said, a lot of gadgets, but were quite racy.
They were. They're what I consider porn canes. They had all sorts of interesting graphics of men and women involved in various positions. Sometimes they were done artistically so that you wouldn't be able to tell what was going on unless you examined it closely. Sometimes it was done surreptitiously so that you had to open up a knob or a ball on top to see the pornographic scene in it. Some of the other ones were had little buttons and levers and things that caused scenes to unfold on the cane top, which probably shouldn't be discussed in polite company, but there was a whole subset of these pornographic canes as well.
Do canes serve any other purpose than a walking aid?
I'm not even sure they served much of a purpose as a walking aid when they were being used back then. It seemed to be more of a stature aid. Canes were started out really as symbols of power. It would have been something like a scepter that the royalty had at the outset, and then minor nobility would have embraced fancy canes as being something similar. When you held a cane in your hand, you couldn't be doing any manual labor. It showed that you were somebody who was above all that. Canes were pretty elaborately bejeweled and decorated. I know even in the late 19th century, in the later iteration, that Fabergé made canes, Tiffany made canes. They were really showpieces at the time. From the nobility, it went down to the upper class, and then it, as things will do, it sort of wandered into the middle class. They wanted to have canes as well to show that they were people of some means. And then I think they started becoming a little bit more clever. And even if you were a tradesman, you could have canes that did things that aided you in your work.
Meaning maybe there'd be some sort of tool end or hook or gaff or something on them?
They did everything. The ones in that auction that were held 2 weeks ago, it's just amazing, the selection. They had over 200 canes that they were doing there, but some of them had a complete picnic utensil set in them. You could open it up, and it had knife and fork hidden away in there. There were opera glasses attached to the top, ear trumpets. One had a perfume bottle. There was a winemaker's thermometer in one, telescopes, flask in there. You could keep your liquor in there. It had a cork top that would slide out of the shaft of the cane, sewing kits, compact and mirror. One had a full-length saw blade you would connect between the curved end of the cane and the tip so you could cut trees while you were out walking. Penny whistles. There's one that had a set of watercolors and a paintbrush hidden inside of it. And then more practical things, just like gauges for someone who might want to know the height of a horse in hands. You could pull that, slide out a gauge and measure the horse and then slide it back into your cane and continue on. And we haven't even gotten into weaponry yet.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that because they are sticks at the, you know, they're truncheons at the heart of it all. Were they used as weapons?
Well, certainly they were used for basically, I mean, consider all the wild dogs that were running around at the time. I think it was probably a sensible thing to have a cane, particularly walking in a city. You didn't know what was going to be coming up at you from around the next corner. And also petty thieves and kids who might be coming out trying to pickpocket you. A cane would be a handy thing, just as a shillelagh, as a truncheon to keep people away. But they were also outfitted to do other things. Quite a few were made up with guns built into them. Flip a couple buttons and a trigger would emerge, and you might have a single bullet in the tip. There was one account I saw of a man walking with a friend, and he through the countryside. He at one point just lifted his cane up and dropped a partridge, you know, some yards away, and went over and collected it and said the cane was handy because people didn't feel threatened by it as they would if you were walking around with a rifle, and also it allowed him to poach much more effectively without being caught. And swords also. It was very easy to put a long, narrow sword blade down into a cane, so if you were attacked by a bunch of thieves or brigands, you could just pull your sword out and assume the posture and go after them.
When did canes start to go out of fashion?
About concurrent with the rise of the automobile. Canes were still pretty prevalent in the early part of the 20th century. In 1910, 1920, there were still canes as there were hats. But then they started to fade sometime around then. And I think that was really reflecting the fact that they were stature objects at the time. It was much more stature to have a Packard or some other kind of automobile to go around. You no longer needed the cane anymore because when you were out and about, you showed who you were by the wheels that you drove, not by the cane that you carried. So walking culture died out and driving culture came in.
So the boulevardiers of yesteryear carried these beautiful canes. And now I'm a little saddened when I think of the canes that I've seen now, those kind of aluminum things with rubber tips and sometimes 4 feet on the bottom of them, which I know are very, very useful, but not very dapper.
They aren't very dapper, although I did find a website which allows you to customize your aluminum cane with neon-colored tips for them and other accessories. And it is a little sad to see that that has faded. However, I also find it a little bit sad to see that canes might be coming back in certain circles. I did a little bit of Googling on it and found out that, say, some of the Kardashian entourage are now fancying themselves carrying walking sticks. And I was thinking, oh, that's not right.
Wayne Curtis, freelance journalist and writer. He's the author of the book And a Bottle of Rum. It's the history of the New World in 10 Cocktails. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
And you can read Wayne Curtis's fascinating and arcane history of the walking stick at wordofmouthradio.org. Coming up, what's lurking in your kitchen that you might not expect, and the social history of another American kitchen staple, white bread. That's when Word of Mouth continues. Stay with us.